Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. My guest this morning is Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist who tracks the construction markets, the housing markets. You look at both the commercial side as your role with the American Institute of Architecture, and you look at the residential side with the Center for Housing Studies. So you doing all right today?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. I haven't spoken to you, I think, in over 6 weeks. I know just to talk on the commercial side for a minute, we thought things were going pretty well. The August AIA index was over 50, just over 50 at about 51. And then September came out and it went back down to 46. So that was a little bit of a downturn. Talk about what's going on there.
You know, I have to say, unfortunately, Kemp, I think it was the August number that was the aberration. It had been down 4 months, down in the sense of below 50 on our index score, which indicates a declining design activity, popped up over 50 in August, back down, as you said, just under 47 in September. So I think we're not quite there. I think we're moving in the right direction, but not quite there in terms of a design recovery yet. So, I think we're going to be well into 2012, latter part of the year at best, before we see any upturn in non-residential construction activity, at least a broad-based upturn.
And that's a total U.S. look, but there are sections of the country where we're seeing a little bit of recovery, right?
We're seeing better numbers in the Northeast and the Midwest. I think we're basically seeing better numbers in those markets that weren't as overextended, weren't as overbuilt when the recession hit. So it's the weaker markets now are some of the faster growing markets in the Sun Belt, Southwest, Inland California, Southeast, including good parts of Florida, will take a little bit of time to recover. In contrast, South Central Texas and sort of oil-based economies around there seem to be doing pretty well. So, I think we're going to start to see pockets, and I think as this recovery unfolds, we're going to see it sort of area by area, and we are going to see some parts of the country move up probably a good deal faster than some others.
Have you done anything that makes a call for 2012 on the commercial side of the business?
Well, we're watching, and I mean, basically, we want to see our index move up, and then add on 9 to 12 months before we see it on the construction side. I think we're going to start seeing better numbers moving ahead. So I think we may see some solid numbers in the fourth quarter of 2012. But I'm guessing, unfortunately, probably not an awful lot before that.
Right. Well, I got a little upset the other day when I saw Bernanke come out with a story that the AP picked up and ran in all the newspapers across the country. It was saying that we were going to have a tough road ahead. And yet, when you look at a lot of the indicators as far as manufacturing, you look at the performance of the publicly traded companies, you look at the unemployment numbers, the third quarter GDP actually was revised up above estimates. So we are seeing, as a lot of economists have predicted, a very slow but yet upward recovery, right?
No, I think that's right. I think we're moving in the right direction. Slow is the operative word. And I think there's still a lot of nervousness out there, lack of confidence, and I think that's holding us back, too. I think you're right. If you look at the numbers objectively, they certainly are moving in the right direction. Consumers are starting to spend again, but very slowly. We're trying to create more jobs. The jobs number this morning was, up, but, a bit disappointing. Unemployment rate kind of surprisingly went down a tenth of a point. But slowly but surely we're moving in the right direction. I think we need to, it's nice to have a little bit more of a spark and get people more revved up and excited again. But that doesn't seem to be in the cards right now.
Kind of wish that Washington would stay out of the equation for a little while and just let this thing recover, right?
Well, I wish Washington would stay out of the equation. I wish Europe would stay out of the equation. I mean, I think there's just a lot of things out there to be nervous about if you're so inclined to be nervous. And I think you're right. If you keep your eye on what business trends are, you don't get nearly as depressed as when you hear a lot of the analysis about it.
Okay, let's talk about the housing market for a minute. Again, in your role for the Center for Housing Studies, you take a look at this, and this housing market has been very soft. New home construction has maintained a level below 500,000. A healthy rate would probably be a little over a million. And existing home sales continues. I think there's an 8 or 9 month inventory out there. Talk a little bit about that.
again, a very slow recovery. I think if you look at any sector of the economy that's having trouble getting traction, it would be housing. And, you know, I think it's probably not a coincidence that our economy is recovering slowly, given that the piece of it that generally generates growth is housing, and that's not doing much. We're seeing progress. We're starting to see some strength on the rental side. You know, unfortunately, these are a lot of folks that probably were foreclosed on their home and are renting now. But we're seeing some strength at the bottom of the market, and that's where we need to see it. It'll move up. You know, the next step will be some of these renters buying more entry-level homes, and then some of those entry-level folks that sold their home buying a trade-up home, and you know, eventually we'll get back up there, but it is moving very slowly. It's taken a long time. We've got production levels down to healthy levels now. I mean, you talk about housing starts being at such a low level. You know, I think we needed some of those numbers down there so we could start working off some of this excess inventory we'd built up during the housing boom, and to get house prices to stabilize a little bit. And you know, we're seeing movement there. We're seeing very, very weak, unfortunately, very weak household formation numbers, very weak demand there. But you know, we are seeing signs that indicate we're moving in the right direction.
What is the household formation number? I mean, still well over a million a year, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately, it's not, Kemp, and it historically has run about 1.1 to 1.2, but, you know, it was down below 500,000 back in 2008 and 2009. It's moving back up again. It's up to about 800,000, but, you know, we've got to see it up to 1.1 and 1.2 to see healthy levels of production. You know, you mentioned our economy can support well over a million housing starts. You know, we feel it can support well over a million and a half housing starts, and will get back to that level once we, you know, once we get out of this weak period. You know, some stronger immigration numbers would help, but I think the real weakness is really younger individuals, persons under 30 years old that were buying homes a decade ago. Now they're doubling up, tripling up, or, you know, increasingly moving back in with mom and dad because the economy is so weak, and we need to get those folks working, number one, and back out there renting, or better yet, buying homes to see a full recovery.
Yeah, let's talk about new home construction for a minute. I was talking to both Nate Kredich, who is with the USGBC, and also we've done an article in our November issue. We interviewed a bunch of home builders, and they were telling us that they're not competing with each other like they used to. They're really more competing with foreclosed homes to be competitive and to have one of those 30-something buyers consider a new home. They're building them a little differently. They're making them more energy conservative. They're doing it with the big room in the middle of the house. And housing construction has changed thanks to this recession.
It has, and we'll see how much it changes once we begin to recover again. But yeah, I think you're right. It's very difficult for a builder to compete price-wise with a foreclosed home that's selling for 50, 60, 70 cents on a dollar. I mean, builders just don't have that much margin in their home, so they can't deal with that straight on. So I think you're right. They've got to either redesign their product, smaller, more energy efficient. You know, you didn't mention locations, and I think they're looking more for, you know, infill locations, a little more accessible to shopping, to public transportation, and things like that, and not these big subdivisions out in the exurbs, which is really what typified building 5 to 10 to 15 years ago. And that's an effort, I think, to attract these younger buyers, these you know, under 30, under 35 year olds that we were talking about. You know, once we see the market strengthen again and work off this excess inventory, I think they'll move in a slightly different direction. But I think they are seeing that you know, we probably need less space as a population in our homes. You know, I think we're not going to see the McMansions come back to any degree the way they were 10 or 15 years ago. And I think that's probably healthy and probably not these such isolated locations as they were building in 10 or 15 years ago, too.
Yesterday, Mohawk released their numbers. You know, they're the largest flooring company, and they grew 10%. Now, granted, they're a global company, but it was encouraging to see that their top line, their revenue number, grew 10% in the last quarter.
I'm sure some of it is international, and a lot of economies other than Europe are doing better than the U.S. I'm guessing a good chunk of that was also in existing homes too, and, right. And home improvements, you know, didn't dip nearly as much as new construction, and I think a lot of companies are seeing strength in that market, and that's helping to keep some floor under this decline that they're seeing, and will probably help drive this recovery too.
Right. Okay, great. Kermit, good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.